That's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I am Ann Eller, and yes, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on another, we were just talking about the weather, hot afternoon. I tell you what, we are just, the weather is just trying to melt us here, and I know that that's particularly tough for the temporaries out there. Right now we are 95 degrees, feels like 98, supposed to cool down this afternoon to, or this evening to 73 degrees. No rain in sight until you get to maybe Thursday or Friday, but the highs are going to be in the mid-90s and the lows are going to be in the mid-70s. So there you go, that's what it looks like for this week. But today my very special guest is Laura Ackerman, the Uptown Manager, and of course she is all excited because it's her time of the year to shine, right, Laura?
It sure is. Festival of Discovery is right around the corner, July 9th through 11th.
That's right. I mean, really, we've got the last weekend of the Festival of Flowers this weekend, the big weekend. Then we've got 4th of July, and then it's here.
Yes, so it's something jam-packed every weekend up until Festival of Discovery, and don't eat too much barbecue during the festival, during July 4th weekend, and be sure to, save some room for July 9th through 11th at the Festival of Discovery.
Yeah, they're going to be having a very good time. I just heard that you are going to have 100 barbecuers here in town.
We are. It's a record number, but we think that we can put 100 teams on Main Street, and we are ready to do it.
You know, that's going to up the competition all around, isn't it, Laura?
It always does. That's what we like to do here in Greenwood for the festival.
But you cut it off at 100 because, I mean, why don't you have more?
Well, safely and, strategically, our layout won't allow for any more. We want to make sure that we can provide the best, to all of our teams, as far as electric and water, all power issues, just make sure everybody's taken care of. They're our guests and they're our customers for the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And, that's one thing you got to say. I mean, you're installing, most of the power has already been installed, hasn't
Correct.
It?
It's the lines underground.
Are, yeah, mm-hmm. So this is a lot easier than it's been in many past years.
So I've heard.
When they had to get out there and hook up all this. But that means that you're not going to be able to put them all on Main Street now, will you?
Well, they'll all still be on Main Street, but some of them will be in those side parking lots, just like in years past and the last few years that we've closed down Main Street. We'll just be putting some also in other parking areas, but I think last year we had 89 teams, and we're going to up it this year, and I think 100 will fit perfectly.
89 to 100, that's 11 new additional teams.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, I talked to you a few weeks ago, and you were like at 65 or 70, and so you said they'd all be calling, wanting to get in, and by George, you were right.
Oh, yes, I'm still getting emails and phone calls now, trying to get, our people are requesting to get in, but like I said, we just don't have the space. Our layout's just not going to be able to fit those in this year.
Now, in the Southeast, are there any bigger ones?
There is another event is in Tryon, and we're roughly in the same category, if you could say that, in numbers. We would have about the same numbers.
About the same numbers.
I think they have had a few more than us, but
That's still, when you bill it as the biggest event in the Southeast for barbecue and blues.
We're trying to make it an elite barbecue competition, so we just want to get those teams in here that are, all about competing, some amazing barbecue so that we can all taste some, of course. But again, we're trying to make this an elite competition.
Now, you're having barbecuers come from where? Where's that?
Everywhere. Of course, we're having them come up from all over the Southeast, but we're having them come from other areas. I think we have some coming from Texas. We have coming from New York as well, so all over the place.
So, and there's different styles of barbecue
in different
parts
styles.
Of the country. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it also goes with different sauces, different ways of cooking and grilling. Also, hash is big here in the South. It's not known so much in other states, areas.
Now, what are, as far as the different competitions, you'll have a special group of people judging the barbecue, correct?
Yes. These are KCBS-sanctioned barbecue judges. They've been qualified and gone through classes, and they will be the ones that are in the judging room, getting to taste all the goodies.
Yeah, and you know, having been one of the celebrity judges before, there really is quite a system. And one of the things that I thought was rather unique is here we are sitting at tables, and you want to talk to this one, you want, and they're telling you, please don't talk.
Oh yes.
They want you to concentrate on the food, and you're supposed to lay it out on the paper, and you know you're supposed to label it, and it's pretty intense.
It is very intense, and I'm sure we would love to have you back as a celebrity judge, but Saturday's competition with the judging room is very intense.
It is. So, and you know, not only that, it's intense for the judges. But for those that are competing in the different categories, I mean, if you don't have it in the door at the moment that it's supposed to be in there when they cut it off.
There is a time clock right there at turn-in, and if you're a second late, it's too bad. It's so sad.
Yeah, but they are pretty, they just really, I've seen barbecuers going, I got to get there right now, running. Yeah.
And many of them know that, and we talk to them prior to the competition at a team meeting. We give them all the rules and everything that needs to take place for the weekend. We show them the official time clock, how many seconds, what the time is, so that they can set their clocks appropriately as well.
Yeah, because it literally comes down to seconds for some people turning something in. Now, what's the most exciting part of this? I mean, you know, I know you've got all the coordination. I mean, you've been working on this since last early fall, I guess. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. I think, you know, some of my favorite parts are when I get a chance to get out there and I get to meet the teams. Also, you know, the anything goes. It's always fun. You always get to try new recipes. I mean, they are very creative. I mean, see what these teams can come up with. It's pretty amazing.
Now, will we still have the backyard barbecuers?
No, we don't.
We don't have those anymore. Okay. Right. I didn't think I'd seen them last year. But
last year was our first year without the backyard.
Yeah. But so that means you have that many more professionals here.
Right.
Yeah. So as you're getting ready for all the barbecuers that are coming here, and on top of that, you're not only going to have barbecue, but you're going to have the blues.
Yes, and Soulful Blues.
That's right. So you've been working with Gary Irwin, I guess.
Shrimp City up. Slim, yes. He will also be making an appearance at the festival as well.
Yeah, sure. He'll be there. I think, won't he be playing at one of the venues?
He will be. He'll be at Howard's on Main on Thursday.
On Thursday. Mm-hmm. So he'll be there, and lots of people are going to be there. Great group of artists. I was playing some of their music on the air this morning on the I Love Ann show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
there is definitely some talented musicians.
So as we get ready to talk more about this and delve into more of the details about what's coming up, you got to stay tuned right here on WCRS. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors that make all this possible, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, there's nothing like making money and being on the radio at the same time. It's called
multitasking. You're a busy woman.
That's multitasking. Well, like you, Laura. I mean, you've got so much to do. Well, let's see. You've got a lot going on. You know, the blues artists, they have quite a collection. Some will be back and some are new. But whatever you like in the blues, you will find blues artists.
There's something for everyone. Absolutely.
Now, when will you have the different venues for the blues? You'll have the, I guess, the CenturyLink main stage.
Yes, on Thursday, July 9th at 6 o'clock, we'll kick off on the main stage. And then we'll also, the music will run all the way until Saturday at midnight. So there's always some music going on in Uptown. So definitely check out our posters that we'll be putting out as well as online. We've got all of our listings of our artists. So be sure to check it out. I'm sure there's something that you definitely catch your eye.
That's right. But then you're also going to have a lot of artists in a lot of different venues, too. What are some of the venues that we have?
Oh, absolutely. Some of the venues will be T.W. Boone's, Mill House, Buffalo Grill, Flynn's on Maxwell, Sundance Gallery, Uchi E, Cafe 312, Howard's on Main. hoping I'm not forgetting anybody, but Polo's. So all of our uptown venues and restaurants will be full of music.
That's right. And the big news is you're going to be able to go from one venue to the other, right? With beer, wine, yes?
Absolutely. But we are going to be just on the square. There is going to be, you know, limits to where you can go and have access with that.
Okay. And so what exactly will that be, Laura?
That'll be just around on the main square. So unfortunately, you will not be going down Maxwell Avenue. But definitely do stop by Flynn's and Mill House and enjoy some of the music and adult beverage. But unfortunately, you're not able to walk out on the street. Also, you know, check out some of our shops while you're down there on Maxwell as well.
Sure. But this is something that, as far as adding the walking around. Now, how exactly does this work? Because I understand that there's going to be special cups or something.
Well, there will be. There will be special clear cups that we'll provide for all the restaurants. And there will be limits of, you know, time limits. And we'll definitely remind people of those. You'll see staff going out and letting people know that we're about to cut off the drinking and that everybody will need to be going back indoors.
Okay, so I guess the they just passed this, what, a couple of weeks ago now?
I think it's been about a week and a half.
So I guess you're probably still working out all the details.
Absolutely, and we will be making a lot of signage, so you'll definitely be aware of it when you walk into the restaurants and you get your beverage. But yes, we'll definitely, and we'll also monitor it. We know it's a new thing this year, but just be smart about it and be safe about it.
Yeah, be safe, because there are going to be a lot of people up there in Uptown.
There are going to be a lot of people.
Now, when exactly do you close off the street, Main Street there?
Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Thursday at 6 o'clock. And then you'll have to work it around. But, you know, in my experience with this, this hasn't been a difficult. There are ways. You just got to be smart about getting into Uptown Greenwood.
Absolutely. It's definitely not a bad detour. You know, we have officers and, you know, signage to direct you wherever you need to go and around the detour. So it's not difficult at all.
That's right. So, and the parking. What about the parking? Because part of what we've done with the parking this year is you've taken, you've added the parking, I guess, but you've lost some parking over there where they're working on the new...
Yeah, and we will open up the side parking that is over there at the Uptown Market that's already been completed. We will have that available, but we did lose the parking where the Uptown Market is. But that won't be back anyways, because that'll be our new Uptown Market next year, and hopefully another venue for some of our blues music.
Well, I tell you what, they really are going to town all of a sudden, aren't they?
They are. I drive by there every morning and on my way home from work and then several times throughout the day, and they are definitely, you know, getting moving very quickly.
Yeah, so it looks like a lot of dirt and everything is being moved. Now, as far as everything takes place uptown, it's not really down on Oregon Avenue.
Correct.
I mean, I know they're doing some other concerts and stuff down there.
The only thing on Oregon that we'll have is the judging area, or the turn-in area. That'll be in the loading dock of the Art Center, and that'll be just the turn-in for teams.
Oh, that's right. We can't really use the Greenwood building, the one right next to Howard's.
That's right. It's under construction, which we're really excited about.
How's that coming along? It looks like they're doing a lot of work.
It's coming along great. I think that, you know, the entrances already that they're putting in for the retail space look amazing. I love that they put the front door back on the building. And it's coming along. It's still going to be a work in progress. I don't foresee it opening up anytime soon, but we're excited to have it in Uptown.
Yeah. So as far as the people that come from all over, we have people coming from all over. I think that's one of the things that you get excited about.
We do. We always get excited checking back at our numbers and information. I think last year we had 192 different zip codes. And there was one year that we had, I think it was in 2014, we had people from three different countries too as well.
Wow. That's got to make you proud.
It does make me proud. I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll see what this year holds.
Now, how many people are you anticipating coming to this event?
Well, Whoa. You never know. You never know because of the weather. So if the weather plays in our favor, you know, I would like to see us break some numbers. And, you know, roughly we estimated last year maybe 37,000, 37,500. Maybe we can hit 40,000 this year. Obviously not all at one time.
Right.
But, yes, we would like to have them.
Now, how do you get those numbers, just out of curiosity?
We have an information area, and then we just kind of, you know, do quick estimates We do collect information, and this year, as well as last year, we're giving away a grill. So if you go to the information area, give a little bit of your information, your personal information. We're not going to share it with anybody. You'll be entered into a drawing for a Primo, which is one of our sponsors, a Primo grill.
Wow. Okay, well, see, that's how they're getting the information, right? You're getting that information from filling it out for the grill. But that's great. That's great. So, as you get ready for this, anything that's still not done?
Oh, there are a lot of loose ends. I'm not going to lie about it. But it'll all be done, you know, and taken care of before the event.
For the event.
Yes.
Now, your primo sponsor for this is Carolina Pride.
Yes. They are our presenting sponsor. They've been with us for years. And, you know, it's so nice to have them on board. They're such a support for all of the... for everything in our community, and they're just in our backyard.
That's right, and you know there's barbecue right back there, the pig.
There is barbecue is over in front of Powers on this on the corner of Oak and Main. And Oak and Main. Sorry.
And she looks very healthy.
She is very healthy, very healthy and plump. But she's not going anywhere. She's sticking around.
That's right. So as you get ready to do all this, you know that you are going to want to put this. One of the things that I always say, Laura, this is a great opportunity. If you have family and friends that you dread having to come and spend a weekend because they're going to spend all their time at your house, but you know you need to do it, this is one of the events because they won't be at the house.
Well, this is a great weekend. It's very family friendly. Also, it's free. Everything in Uptown is free, and we like to, you know, it's not about making any money for us. We want to just break even and make sure this has an impact on our community.
And that is unusual for a barbecue festival and blues cruise to be free.
Yes, it is. The ticket, the gate fees that we've been to some of them are $40 just to get in.
That's right. So
the only thing you have to pay for is tickets for the People's Choice event, and then also if you purchase any food from any of our vending teams.
Sure. Now the people,
which I'm sure you will.
Yes. Well, you know, the Taster's Choice, is that the People's Choice?
Yes, we've it's People's Choice this year. I think there was a little confusion on the name, so we did tweak it a little bit. Hopefully people better understand that. But that starts on Saturday. I believe it's 11 to 4. Yes. People's Choice is 11 to 4.
Now the good thing about this is you actually buy tickets for that, and then you can go around to the participating vendors and get a sample, literally.
Right. Mm-hmm. You get a sample, and then you have a vote ticket. You can go around with that vote ticket and put it in your favorite barbecue vendor's bucket, and then they'll also get some prizes for that.
Sure. So these are the type of things that I think set apart the event, and you know, it is so much fun. You've got a kids zone, you've got music going on, we've got a craft show that we got to talk about, we got all these things to talk about, but the one thing you want to know is July 9th through the 11th, you got to be in town. Don't think about going out of town that weekend. You got to be in town, and you got to be Uptown Greenwood, because that's where it is happening right here. So even though it's going to be hot, it's going to be fun, and it's always the same weekend, so we might as well not complain about it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You always know when that's going to be. But hopefully the weather will play in our favor, and it'll give us some cooler temperatures.
And you usually have a cooling tent too, don't you?
Well, we have a cooling area.
Zone or cooling
I guess we will have mist fans throughout the event. That way we can cool down if necessary. We'll always have our safety first aid will be there, firemen will be there to take care of anybody if necessary.
That's right. Those misting tents, our misting fans are very, very nice. They'll keep you cool. In fact, the only problem is sometimes people decide to hog them up. But anyways, we are right here at Sharp Faces, the Scout Gallery. We are with Laura Ackerman, and we're with her intern this afternoon. Ashlyn Lynch is with us, too. So when you see the video, you're going to see Ashlyn sitting right there. Hey, I tell you what, we are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're here, Sharp Fastest Gallery. It's hot outside, but it's cool inside here. I have been able to corral Laura Ackerman with me for a little while. In fact, you just heard that commercial where she's inviting you all to come to the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. And today you can do it in person, Laura.
Oh, I would love to invite you all to the South Carolina Festival of Discovery, July 9th through 11th in Uptown Greenwood. Lots of fun and family-friendly, and of course, it's free in Uptown.
Uptown Greenwood. So, as you, you know, one of the things we did want to touch on is that you are going to have a kid zone again this year. Yes.
We will. We know that some of the kids, you know, we have to get some energy out at some point, even though the temperatures are warm. We'll have a kid zone, and they'll have some amusement rides and games and food. And also that is sponsored by KidSpring, which is of New Spring Church here in Greenwood and other local communities. But it definitely, for all of the kids, get some energy out, go down there and enjoy the rides.
That's right. And so that will be up on Washington Street by the Greenwood County Library, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Same location as in years past.
And everything from a Ferris wheel to flying saucers to a whole lot more. So this is going to be where the kids are going to want to be. And,
yeah,
of course, you've got tickets and you can get a bracelet for a whole day and just enjoy yourself.
Yes, ma'am. And they'll also have some great face painting. I've been seeing some information come through email that there's going to be some amazing artists down there doing some face painting.
So that'll decorate them up and hopefully, like you said, take care of some energy.
Yeah, get some of that sugar out from, you know, the funnel cakes that you get near the main stage and let them go down there and get some energy out.
Well, you know, that's one thing we need to mention. You know, they have everything from funnel cakes to ice cream. It's not just barbecue.
It's not just barbecue. And, you know, if you don't have a taste for barbecue, there's definitely something out there, I'm sure, that we can get for you. Corn dogs, you know, fresh corn, there's funnel cakes. The list is endless.
Endless, yes. And some great lemonades and all that kind of thing. I mean, you know, everything that you can expect.
You're making my stomach growl right now.
All right. Well, as we talk about what's coming up on that, we also have the, if you really are a big hot dog eater, you might want to see if you could challenge the big hot dog eating competition, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The hot dog eating competition is going to be on Saturday, beginning at 12 at the CenturyLink main stage. Skins is our sponsor for that event. So if you think you've got, you know, a healthy appetite, come on out. It's only $5. You can definitely sign up at the event, or we'll also have our weigh-in at Skins Restaurant this Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30. So come out for that as well.
The weigh-in, you have to actually
weigh-in.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you have to weigh in for that, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. And let's see, last year Michael Diebold ate a total of 18 hot dogs in 12 minutes.
Yes, and we've heard that Michael will be back. A gentleman from Aiken named Mark will be back, and then Mr. Brandon Smith, he will also be back. So there's still a few spaces available. Like I said, if you think you have an appetite that you can take down as many as Mr. Diebold, then come on. Let me see what you got.
Is Joey Chestnut coming?
I'm not sure.
Joey Chestnut, how many does he eat? He
is
does
that the
big,
guy from New York?
Yes.
Hey, yes. If you're listening, Joey, come on.
Yeah, right. Up the competition here.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, he can eat a lot of hot dogs there. I tell you what, it's oh well. But that'll be going on when? Saturday?
That'll start Saturday on CenturyLink main stage at 12. And again, that's sponsored by Skins.
Skins. So that's another great event. So you see, there is something for everyone. Now, the topiaries are still going to be out, correct?
They will. And they look absolutely amazing this year. I think that this is our best year yet, by far. But they all will be out, and of course, barbecue will be there on the square, greeting everybody as they come to the event.
So you're going to want to make plans for that one. The biggest thing I say, you should not try to be in a hurry when you come uptown.
No.
Because,
take time.
Yes, it's number one, it's going to take you a little bit to park, although the parking, I think even though we're going to have all these masses of people, the parking still works out. You've got a lot of parking.
Plenty of parking, yes. Yeah. I don't think that's ever been an issue.
So a lot of people think, oh, it's that. And here's what I like. I like the idea of having your teenage son or daughter drop you off and then call them and have them come pick you up when you're ready to go, right?
Maybe
I think that's an excellent idea. So you don't even have to walk. But Festival of Discovery, July 9th through the 11th. This is the event that's going to make put Greenwood on the map year after year. And what year is this?
This is our 15th annual South Carolina Festival of Discovery. So we're going to beef it up a little bit this year. We're excited. Definitely come out and see what it's all about. And if you are a first-time visitor, you're going to be quite surprised. I'm sure there's something for everybody that attends this event.
That's right. So you've got that. Then you also are going to have arts and crafts, correct?
Yes. Every year we do have an arts and crafts area, and that'll be on the shorter part of Maine, which is located in front of Allure Salon and the Daisy Uniform Store. But we'll have tons of vendors over there. We'll have caricature artists. We'll have crafters. We'll have even bacon jam. I don't know.
Bacon jam.
So the bacon jam ladies will also be there, but plenty of arts.
Have you had bacon jam, Laura?
I haven't had bacon jam. I mean, I like bacon, so hey, I'm willing to try anything.
You're going out on a limb here, are you?
I am. Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb for the bacon jam ladies.
Okay. All right. So that will be going on. Now, the craft show goes on just Saturday or Friday and Saturday?
Friday and Saturday.
Yes. In fact, one of the changes that I think you've made is, are we going to have more music during the Friday afternoon?
Yes, we're trying to make it more of a destination event. It's not just a Saturday event. It's definitely, you know, your three-day event.
So you'll have music on the main stage on Friday afternoon?
We'll have music on the main stage beginning Thursday, and then it'll also go until Saturday at midnight.
So all the time.
All the time.
You'll be able to eat barbecue. You'll be able to hear the blues, and you'll be able to travel all around Uptown Greenwood.
Right. Those blues will kick off Friday, the 11th at 11 o'clock.
So
Gail Storm.
Gail Storm is back.
Okay,
I didn't realize she was coming back. So she's going to make it back. She's been in Korea. I think.
Oh,
on Facebook, yeah. I've been seeing all these posts where she's eating all these exotic things that she's been eating there. But yeah, I didn't know Gail was coming back. Cool. That's great. All right. Well, Gail will be back then. She is a favorite, and we're going to have to see about getting her on the air. By the way, Laura, we are going to have all week long in the 4 to 5 hour, we're going to be talking to blues artists right here on WCRS. So people will be able to hear some of the artists and hear some of their music, and we'll have a conversation so people will get an idea maybe where they want to start.
Absolutely, a little teaser.
Yes, a little teaser. And then Friday night, I'll be in Uptown Greenwood, walking all over, listening to music, talking to people, and it'll be a lot of fun. And you'll be able to hear that live on the radio between 7 and 9. So make sure, if you're not going to be able to get out there Friday night, tune us in on the radio. It'll be a good way to know what's happening.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back, and we'll be taking it to the top of the hour.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Boy, the hour just flies by when you're talking about the blues and you're talking about barbecue. They just seem to go together. And who would have thought 15 years ago when Paula Brooks said, let's have a blues and barbecue, and they had, what, 3 or 4 barbecuers?
I think they had maybe 5 teams then. Now we're up to 100 teams.
Yeah, 15 years later. I mean, who would have thought that it could have grown the way it has? But it has, and we sure are glad that it is. But, you know, it takes a lot of people to put this all together, doesn't it, Laura?
It absolutely does. And I can't say enough great things about the people I work with. I have an amazing team. It's not one individual that puts this event together. We all work hand in hand. We all, you know, share computer information, and we're all working in that, you know, constantly, day to day. But the public works staff, staff of the city, Julie and Charlie and you know, our tourism department, I have to say hats off to them, our finance department, our fire department, public works, they worked so hard to make, you know, Uptown always looks great, and they always make sure that the day after the event, it looks the exact same way.
Yeah, you will not even be able to tell that there was an event there the next day. That's what I think is totally amazing, and I am, having been in many, many towns and many, many areas in my lifetime, to see it that clean and looking that good, hats off to them. And it doesn't matter whether it's this event or the Christmas parade.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dramatic how quickly they can, you know, those guys get to work, and they just do an amazing job at it. But again, hats off to Public Works and our fire department for helping make that possible. The, you know, fire department's out there cleaning the streets, our Public Works guys, and other city staff members are out there making sure the trash is cleaned up and everything's put back, so then Monday morning you have no clue that an event went on other than the smell of barbecue is still in the air.
That's right. Now, if you want to get barbecue, we do need to tell the people, because sometime Saturday afternoon it starts running out.
Yes.
I mean, you shouldn't wait till 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon to get your barbecue.
No, but we do have food vendors that are going to stay open until midnight.
Do you?
On Saturday, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
A lot of these guys are prepared to be serving that long, but there are some of the really good ones that are going to run out quick.
Yeah. So, and not only that, even though you have 100 teams coming, not all of them will be serving.
Correct. There will only be a limited number of people serving, and we have that clearly marked on our maps, too, so that it's you can navigate easily and know who is participating and who's not.
Now, the people's choice. I like that one. I particularly like it since you have them almost really in one area, don't you, those that are participating?
We do try to limit it. There are going to be, we'll have them all contained in one area.
Right.
We'll definitely, and we'll let you know where those are.
Now, as far as, do you have a map that you're handing out to people?
We do. We're working with the Index Journal, who is also our Blues crew sponsor, and they are working with us to get a program together that we'll be having at all of our venues uptown, and we'll be dispersing at some of the other events around town prior to the event, to our Festival of Discovery.
Okay.
So you'll be more than aware.
Absolutely. So that's some of the stuff that makes it easy, easy, easy. So we've got events going on, starts Thursday night. Now, what happens Thursday night? Don't we have something that kicks it off Thursday night?
Thursday night, the Blues Cruise kicks off a concert with Annie Piper and Lorraine and the Caesars on the main stage. And again, that's sponsored by Index Journal.
So starts Thursday evening, runs Friday and Saturday. You tell you what, you are going to get your fill of blues, and you're going to get your fill of barbecue if you're there. If you're not there, well, I can't help you. But we have certainly been talking about it. We sure are excited about it. It's always an event. It always comes off like clockwork. And I know that, Laura, you work many, many hours tirelessly trying to pull this all together. Like you said, you started last year in September, August, September. What do you do after this event, Laura?
Well, there is no downtime. You know, we've got to get everything back in order, and you know, I wanted to reach out to all my sponsors and thank them for their support. But also, we have to, you know, work on that economic impact. That's what this is all about.
It does make a big, big economic impact to our area, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it really does. It really does.
And how do you measure that?
A lot of that is by collecting information from hotels, restaurants. Again, the information that we collect at our information booth. We collect all that, put it together, use some formulas that are given to us by our tourism department to come up with that number.
Now, you get, do you get some dollars from the tourism department?
We do.
I mean, I thought from the state tourism department.
We do. We receive a grant from them, and then we use those, we have to match those dollars.
Sure. But, you know, one of the things I think last year after the barbecue festival in August or September, we had one of the gals, because they've started their own barbecue, the state tourism has started their own barbecue tour.
Yes, they were with us last year. They were over in Q Corner. We won't be having Q Corner again this year, but they were here with us last year.
And they have developed quite a tour of the whole state of South Carolina, where you can find great barbecue. I think that's interesting that even the tourism department has their own special tour of the whole state.
Yes, and we're always, you know, fortunate enough to be on that tour.
Yes, but individual restaurants all during the year. Whenever you go, you can find out. You just have to go to the tourism department right there on the South Carolina website. But cool stuff, sure enough. Now, Laura, as you get ready to talk about some more about this, though, what kind of dollars have we seen as the impact from the past?
You know, we've seen over 1.5 million. You know, we're reaching, you know, 2.1 million on this. And again, this is what our efforts go to. The Uptown Greenwood Development Corporation, that's, you know, we just want the economic impact for our uptown area, for our city. So that's what it's all about. Not about making any money for the city. It's all about breaking even and having that economic impact to our community.
I was thinking, do you think there's a way that we could coordinate jewelry and barbecue? I mean, you know,
sharp fashions. Maybe we can be a little creative.
We need the barbecue pendant, yes, or something like that. But prize money has certainly increased on the barbecue.
Yes, we're at $25,000.
$25,000?
Yes. So we had the same prize last year, but we're, you know, who knows? Things could change a little bit. I'm not promising anything, but we have been known to make some changes there in the end.
So the top prize, you have different categories depending
on
what...
There's a grand champion, and then there's definitely... there's also winners within each category. And then we also have special prizes that we give out, just, you know, that are special here within our event. But yeah, there's so many awards, over 40 awards to give out.
Wow.
For every different place.
Now, how much does the grand champion get, roughly? I asked you a question you didn't know the answer to. I'm sorry.
She stumped me, because I want to say it's $2,500 in total prize winnings. But, you know, they add up on top of that, because, you know, most of the time that they're already placing in a different category.
So they're getting something from another category and then something from that. Now, is that one of your favorite parts, giving out the awards?
It is. To see the faces. I mean, these teams that have worked so hard. And again, some of these teams, this is their lives. They travel from competition to competition. And they've got some amazing barbecue. And I would love for you to come and join us and taste some of it.
And the other thing is, they have to buy their meat from certain places. I mean, everything is very structured.
Well, they don't have to buy it from any certain place, but they definitely can buy it from Carolina
Pride. Yeah, okay. All right, and they do have to adhere to all the good food safety things.
Absolutely. All DHEC regulations.
So you can't have any of, like, I love these commercials, the PSAs that they put out on food safety. I use my aunt's recipe, right? I put it out on the counter overnight and let it marinate. They don't do that kind of stuff.
No. And this, we kid around, but they check the meat when the teams come in, so that they make sure that nobody's been marinating, nobody's injected the meat with anything. That way it's fair, you know.
For everybody.
For everyone.
Sure. And everybody has their own little special tricks of the trade. I love trying to talk to the different barbecuers and get some tips, and they're always very secretive.
Yeah, usually those secrets happen inside their rigs, you know, and not too many of them will share their recipes with you.
And it is amazing, the rigs and everything that they have, that some of them, how they have made them into something that's really amazing for those that do travel on the road all the time.
It is pretty amazing. And again, I just invite you to come and find out for yourself. Free in uptown.
Yeah. You know, there'll be all kinds of exhibits up there. There'll be all kinds of great barbecue. There'll be all kinds of music. So, and I think that's really nice that you've made the change so that on Friday, because I know that was one of the things people thought, that you didn't start it till Friday evening.
Right.
So this making it so that it starts at 11 o'clock on Friday, you will have the whole day. Everybody can come in at their pace during the day.
Right. And don't forget, our uptown merchants still will, I mean, even though we have the detour, they still will be open. And some of them will have great specials, too. You know, come and enjoy everything that uptown has to offer.
Just don't take your sticky fingers inside the doors with sticky with barbecue sauce, I'm talking
exactly.
about. That could be misinterpreted, Ann, yes, but the sticky from all the food and everything that you'll be eating. You'll also have areas to eat, too, won't you?
We will. We like to line up the median, the center median on Main Street, with some picnic tables for everybody. We have our cooler area under the CenturyLink main stage. There'll be some places there to enjoy as well.
So however you want to do it, just make sure you come uptown. You won't be disappointed. This is the 15th anniversary, so they're getting ready for a really big time.
Yes, come and help us celebrate.
So if you want to see the best, just come on by Uptown Greenwood. What's that date again?
July 9th through 11th.
That's right. So that is the week after 4th of July. It's amazing how this is all coming together, isn't it?
It is.
How many weeks
Looking
is that,
forward
Laura?
To it. 16 days.
16 days. 2 weeks and 2 days. There
exactly.
You go. Well, Laura, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming out today.
As always, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And we look forward to being out there and being part of what is going on. You'll know what's happening. All you got to do is tune right in to WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS. Laura, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you. And I hope to see everybody July 9th through 11th in Uptown Greenwood for the South Carolina Festival of Discovery, our 15th annual South Carolina Festival of Discovery.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.